One of the most powerful men in the Republican Party has died. Sheldon Adelson was a prominent businessman whose casino empire from Las Vegas to China made him incredibly rich. Over the years, he used that wealth to back conservative politicians in the U.S. and Israel and became a major donor to President Trump. He died last night from complications related to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was 87 years old. John Ralston is editor of the Nevada Independent. He's been reporting on Adelson and his political influence for years. John, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
And considering Adelson's reach, his death is a big global story for most of us, but for you, it's local news. How are people in Las Vegas reacting?
Well, I think people, despite the fact that he had been ill for quite some time, were taken aback by the report that he had died overnight. But generally, considering, as you mentioned, that he's been such a huge player in the Republican Party, both here and nationally, the statements from Democrats have been pouring in, and they have been very generous talking about his entrepreneurial vision for the Las Vegas Strip. As you mentioned, he was one of the first to discover Macau as an opportunity for the Las Vegas operators. And he's just been a tremendously influential person. And Democrats here generally have been more afraid of him than anything else, but they've been very, very generous in their comments. For everyone from the governor, who was a Democrat here, to former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
So he was a big supporter of Israel. He opposed statehood for Palestinians, which, of course, was very controversial. How would you describe the kind of person that Sheldon Adelson was and what was important to him?
You know, he's like any other human being. It's not black and white. There are a lot of people who are already dancing on his grave, such as the nature of the world we live in now. He could be very abrasive. He could be very vindictive, but he could also be very, very generous. He donated a lot of his wealth to charity, including charities that benefited Israel. And so he was a complex man, but he clearly was an influential force beyond almost anyone that we've had in Nevada on the national and international stage.
He gave more than $500 million to conservative causes in just the past 8 years. What more can you tell us about the money that he pumped into politics?
It really is a staggering figure. And remember, we don't even know how much dark money he may have given beyond that, right? So but we have to realize this is a guy who at his apex was worth $40 or $50 billion. He's worth about $35 million at his death. That is not a lot of money for him, even if you use the aggregate number that you just used. And the thing that people don't really understand about Sheldon Adelson is he was not very hands-on about his political giving. He did not pay attention in a granular way to who he should give to and who he shouldn't give to. He was clearly a conservative and an ideologue on some issues, especially the issue of Israel and especially the issue of taxation. He, like a lot of people, didn't like to pay his taxes, but he didn't pay that close attention to it. He had people for that, as it were. And so that money did not put a real dent in his pocketbook. When you're worth tens of billions of dollars, $500 million is not nearly that much money.
Amazing. In 2016, we know that Adelson had early reservations about Donald Trump, but he actually ended up donating $5 million to Trump's inaugural committee and continued to support the president in his bid for re-election. How would you describe Adelson's role in the rise of Donald Trump?
Well, I think it was huge, and I think it's really interesting because anyone who knows Sheldon Adelson, and I've known him for decades, knows he's a no-nonsense kind of guy, whether you liked him or not. I assure you that Donald Trump was not Sheldon Adelson's kind of guy, but he was a means to an end for Sheldon Adelson, especially in his long quest to have the Israeli embassy, the American embassy in Israel moved to Jerusalem. He saw Trump as someone who would do that for him, and so he went all in. He would never have supported a Democrat, and he would never have been that enthusiastic personally about Trump. So he used Trump as much as anyone did for what had been his long political hobby horse.
Don't have a lot of time here, but did he break with the president at all since Election Day and the turmoil that's happened?
I think he'd frankly was too ill for that to have occurred. Mm. He has been very, very sick for some time, and there were rumors that he was going to die last year. That's how sick he has been, and he recently was essentially sent home from the hospital to die. So I doubt there was much time for him to really take stock of that. But my guess is he, like most Americans, would have been outraged by what had occurred since the election.
John Ralston, editor of the Nevada Independent. Thanks for your insights.
My pleasure.